term time trips. Suli hit the nail on the head with her view on taking kids out of school in term time, Liverpool Echo, the 8th of April, which is in the main driven by the pressure on household expenditure. It's obvious that the practice disrupts the educational rhythm of the classroom, but I can't recall a single criticism in the media debate of the rip-off being perpetrated by the travel companies who charge top BAT during the school holiday period. This drives parents to look for options, particularly during a period of Tory cuts and wage freezes, which they can afford. Sue poses the question, shouldn't action be taken against the travel companies to stop this profit-driven rip-off? The answer is a resounding yes. Instead of government ministers riding their high horses and talking about parental irresponsibility, they should be tackling the irresponsibility of the travel companies and introduce immediate legislation to outlaw the excessive charges of the school holiday period. The operators will claim it would result in the bankruptcy of the industry. In that case, a future socialist government should promise to take the operators into public ownership. Tony Mulhern, Liverpool.